confidence. Now, there's confidence and there's confidence. And I've got to say, confidence is having a photo taken in a pair of green Speedos with a beautiful beige Land Rover. And I've got to say, probably not looking too bad then. I don't know whether time and tide is still the same. Chris Simmons, good morning.
Good morning. Todd, how are you?
Mate, not too bad at all. You're a very, very gay man having that photo taken on the front page of your book. Are you still that robust in a pair of Speedos, or has that changed a little bit, like the Cigna not being there anymore?
Well, you can't fatten thoroughbreds, mate, so I'm still the same. No, I've just taken a wetsuit off. That's why I had the Speedos on.
Oh, yeah, that's what I used to say as well, but that's A-OK. Look, we're not talking about your Speedos or your fantastically buff body. We mentioned time and tide, and I suppose one of the landmarks of the Newcastle coastal scene for many, many years was the Cigna. And when people would come to town and you'd get up the top of Charlestown and you'd look down and people would say, what's that? You'd tell them the whole story of the big storm. And it was a landmark. It's pretty much all gone, but it's something that's been a very passionate part of your life, being a crazy fisherman. When did you first take an interest in the Cigna?
Oh, well, it was like a lot of people in Newcastle, the storm that drove it in. I went up and had a look at it the next morning and, yeah, it blew me away. And lo and behold, a few years later, I bought a house at Fern Bay and lived at the back of the bush, and it was direct route to it. So I was in spot on place. I was in a great place, and it just grew from there.
So when you saw it sitting on the beach, did you think, you know, one day this is going to be one of the best beach fishing spots in the Hunter? Is that what was going through a fisher person's mind?
A little bit, but I'm still into surfing. I still surf when I can, but I was thinking, oh, there's going to be some good surf breaks either side of this thing one day. So, yeah, and there was. It was great.
And what's interesting about this book, it's called The Cigna, My Story. It's not just about fishing, but it has so much history about the wreck and your interaction with it and your friends' interaction. So I've got to say, reading through it, I don't know how you managed to spend a night on the wreck fishing. Was that one of the most spookiest experiences, or was it just a case of you're just too keen to catch the big one?
It was a bit of everything. The fish were a bonus a lot of the times. Just being out there was just, you know, takes your breath away. And night time, if it was a nice calm night, it was just serene and it would breeze. You know, you could hear it breathing with the swell going inside it and compressing air, and it was just magic. But it was never the same twice. It was always different.
And how did you feel? Like, you'd see it's, you know, gradually deteriorating. Was there a feeling that it was kind of always going to be there?
Yes and no. And nothing sort of lasts forever, I guess. But we took advantage of it while we could, for sure. We used to go up after work some afternoons and hit it and come back at midnight. And that was fun in itself, but yeah, we definitely wrung every little bit out of it that we could.
And I'd imagine you get to a point where getting on and off would become like a military exercise. You had it all well and truly sorted out.
Exactly that. Yes, exactly that. And that didn't always go to plan either. We had quite a few funny stories happen to us when we were either getting on or coming back in, and we were out there on a storm, big storm one night, and that was scary.
What about sharks? Would they ever be hovering around?
They're always there. They're always there. We used to get busted off a fair bit, or bitten off, or we'd just cut them off when we got them back to the wreck if we could. But yeah, paddling back in at midnight with a backpack full of fish, and you smell of fish because you wipe your hands all over yourself, you know, with wetsuits on it. And you're coming back in and you're just like a big burly trail behind you.
You're a brave man. I'm not sure whether you're brave or stupid.
A bit of both.
Okay, fair enough. Well, what's the biggest fish you ever caught when you're out on the Cigna?
Oh, the sharks would have been the biggest, but the jewfish were the best. They were the holy grail. They were the reason to go there, and we got a fair few of those. But it was just great. We could feed our families with fish. We ate fish three times a week. It was just great.
Did you ever have a time where you never caught a sausage?
There was a couple of times, only once or twice, but that was in the storm that day because we didn't fish that night because the swell was just huge. But it was still an experience in itself. We were safe on board, so the waves banging against the bulkhead and the whole wreck would vibrate. And your mind plays all the games with you, you know, but it was good fun. It was just great fun.
bait and a big bottle of Betadine for the for the calcinabrations.
Yeah. I think the cold pies did that. They helped us out. That's all we ate.
Jeez, you're setting a scene that makes me glad I never took part in anything like that. It is an amazing part of Newcastle history. And as I said, as a kid, you always kind of thought it was going to be there, not thinking that time and tide and the big storm earlier this year. And there's still a little bit poking through the sand, but basically the memories of that particular vessel and that particular storm and Newcastle history pretty much gone forever. When did you realise you had to put your experiences, and there's a bit of flattery in there because there's a couple of big fish on display as well, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a problem. Taking a camera out there was really difficult because we only had buckets and we had to tow them behind our boards. And they weren't very good buckets back then, and sometimes your bucket would come open when you're paddling through the surf. So it was a bit risky taking a 35mm camera out there.
Yeah,
I got a few photos, so it's all there.
Long in the days before GoPro. Look, it's a really great piece of Newcastle and Hutter history. It's called The Signa My Story. Now, you're going to be at the museum if signing some copies, yeah?
Yes, at the Maritime Museum this weekend, yes. So if anyone wants a chat, that'll be great to have a yarn.
When are you going to be there?
On Saturday and Sunday.
Fantastic. All right, look, thanks very much for having a chat. It's a wonderful piece of Newcastle history, and I'm glad you managed to do it. Because you know, once it's gone, it's gone. So, Chris, have a great day, and, here's to the next big one.
Thanks very much, Todd. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Fishing fanatic and local author Chris Simmons, and as said, he's going to be at the Maritime Museum this Saturday and Sunday.